There is too much death. Time does not care whether it's COVID-19 or covert militias that kill. Funerals, now just a memory, hoping to see your grandmother through the glass before she breathes her last. Families are repulsed by the lineup of refrigerator trucks for racking the dead, the living left with no place to take their viral remains, the cemeteries full to bursting. Not deep enough to take all this mortality, and no hell hot enough for the unmasked, needing beds to die in, all the same. Healthcare workers pay no mind. Whether you walk on the sunny or the dark side of the street with the shady national police in rental vans for the still breathing, as if it was possible to take away reality captured on every phone rolling digital video. Death is no secret. We can see it all in slow-mo. All those guns, all those aerosols, all those bodies. At home, I do not pray. I live in another country. Afraid of all the violence, there is too much death, so close to where I live. I shelter in my apartment, listen here to jazz hymns like Haydn, like Peterson. Here, Webb's arrangement takes pain. Washing it in the water brings solace to the river, the one we will all cross.